Krisus, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Gimel. Reb Shimon Shizuri, Reb Shimon Oimrim. Here we have a member from Tutanoim. La Nechleku Al Dova Shehu Mishum Shem Echot Shehu Chayiv. We're going back to the machlokes that we had before, where Reb Lezer and Yeshua argue whether the Yediyas HaShoigeg has to be on a Yediya Brura of which Avera, or just has to be a Yediya Brura that he was over an Avera. So if there's a suffix, if he was over Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Chelev, or Noisa, is that not called the Yediya? Because it's not clear which of the Chayvei Krisus he was over, or that's enough. The Machlokes, and we had already a Loi Nechleku from Rabbi Yossi and Mishnah Beis. Here they're adding a point. Their Machlokes was not a Machlokes, Al Dova Shehu Mishum Shem Echot, where you have two Isurim that are Mipnei Shem Echot. For instance, he has Shtei Noshim Nidois, both of his wives are Nidois, and Baal Achas Ben B'Sheikik, the fact that they're different individuals doesn't make a difference. Gufa Muchlokim doesn't make it Chatois Sasvekos. The Yisri, he knows. And over there, he knows Shul Chayev, he knows his Chayev Chatos. So over there, there's no Machlokes. V'alman Nechleku, Al Dova Shum Shum Shnei Shemres. Sheblazim Chayev Chatos, V'Bishua Poitu. Which is really the case of the Mishnah. This is something that we could have said Min HaSvara, but they said it. Says if we'd just learn Mishnah Beis, we would have no reason to not assume this memra. Another case, by the way, which will go straight into the next part of the Mishnah, is what would be the same way we just said, there's no nafkamina which isha it is, even though they're nosh muchlokos. What would be if he picked from a tree and he didn't know which tree he picked from on Shabbos? What's the difference? Either way, he's over on the malacha. The example where it's not clear what he was over would be, was he over on picking a fruit, or was he over on cooking a fruit? That would be a machlokes. So that's where the machlokes of Elazar and Yeshua is. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, filu niskaven lelake te'en velike tanovim. Even if he was miskaven, he wanted to, his kavana of what he picked was to pick a te'eno, was to pick a fig, velike tanovim, and he picked grapes, anovim velike te'enim, ufaket. Shchoyres velikit levonis, he wanted to pick black, and he picked the other type, white. Levonis velikit shchoyres, dark and light, it means. Rebelezim mechayev chatos v'bishua poita. Even on that case, because lemaisa, that's also called that he wanted to do that thing. Now, lechoyra, there's no difference between shtei noshim nidois, and one of them had red hair, and one of them had brown hair, and I feel, okay, what's the difference? It's one shemisa. The fact that they go from mechulachim, we just said different trees. Does it make a difference whether it's a tall tree or a short tree? So what's the difference to Enim Anovim? L'chay, the Mishnah is coming over here to stick in something else. This is a famous halacha that's over here, an important subject in Maseches Krisus, and it really goes back to Maseches Shabbos and to other areas in halacha, and it's the halacha that's called a misasik. A misasik is a type of maisa where the person was mechaven to do a maisa, but the product of what he did came out different than what he meant to do. So, b'midah misuyemes, we call that a maisa which doesn't have a shame maisa, and he's part on a chatos. This is not halacha over here that's unique to korban chatos. L'cho'ira, it's a halacha which goes to the shame maisa. That means the same way there's halacha of Enim Miskaven. Let's give a little bit of background. Enim Miskaven is a famous halacha which is Hilchos Shabbos, but it's negeh b'cholat terikulam. The Hilchos Shabbos Dik Halacha of Enim Miskaven, in its classic sense, is a person is taking a bench from one place to another. It's a light bench. It might, as it's dragging along, hit a clump of earth and dig a hole, which is a malacha on Shabbos, and it might not. B'chiyai Gamna, he was not planning on making a hole in the ground. His intent was to move the bench from the shade to the sun, from the sun to the shade. It happens to me he made a hole. Since his enemy is coming to make that hole, we say that it's like Nasa Me'elov, it's not his Maisa. It's not pshat just that he's potter, he's not chayev or korban chatos. In Hilchos Maisa, it's not his Maisa. Misasik is a little bit more nuanced. It's not the pshat that he was doing Maisa 1 and Maisa 2 was Nasa Me'elov. He was doing Maisa 1 and he did it deliberately. Lemaisa, he did Maisa too, but he did it. Over there, by the case of Enim Skavin, we could say that Maisa Tud, i.e. digging a hole in the ground, is a Nasim Elov, it's not his Maisa. He's doing something specific, he's schlepping a bench. Over here, he meant to pick this type of fruit, and he picked that type of fruit. So he's doing something deliberately and b'miskaven. But l'maisa, the intent of what he wanted and the result of what he did were not the same thing. Afilo hochid is a halacha, also in Hilchas Maisa, that we don't look at it that he's mechuyv on that Maisa. But it's less of a darga of enim miskaven than enim miskaven. It seems from the Gemara is a big discussion, it seems that everybody agrees to the etzem p'tur of misasik. The Rav explains that the machloikis is over here not on the pashtus of the Mishnah, if he meant to do one type. He meant to pick an apple and he picked an orange. Te'eno v'anovo, anovo v'te'eno. He meant to pick both. He meant to pick a te'eno and then an anovim, and he did it in the wrong order. So because it didn't come out the way he wanted, even though he was miskaven for that thing, that's a machloikis tanoim, whether that would be a chiyuv chatas. Now, look, this has absolutely nothing to do with Mishnah Beis, and it's stuck into that realm, into something. Tzushtal l'chay is not clear. L'chay, two totally separate dinim. Here's a shal in Hilchas Maisa. Because it's not so poshut, why Rebbe Lezer Bishur Bamer Nechleku, Bazer Nechleku, on Misasik, which is l'chay, Ptur Maisa, Rebbe Kiva Eger in the Tshuva has a sweeping kiddush, and he says, that ain't a chanami. A misasik is not like an enim miskaven that's mafkir the shem maisa and it's called he didn't do it. All it is a weaker type of maisa, but even where he won't be chay v'chatos. All it is a p'tur carbon. Aval he did a maisa isa. It's not enough to be mechay v'carbon. So here it already goes to a fundamental point of Blazer Bishur. Blazer Bishur want to know the gabi the noidaya love. Whether it has to be noida, the specific aveira that he did in order to be chayav karma chatos. So you can make some type of next step. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua also argue in Hilchis chayav chatos whether there's a chayav if the kavana of the maisa was in a different seder. Whether that's also b'chal chayav chatos. If you learn the way others learn, it's moved that way in the Rambam, that Misasik is the pshat, that's not his Maisa. Same way we explained by Enim Miskaven. It's Kilu Nasim Elam. Misasik is also, it's not his Maisa. The Maisa is not Nisyach Zim. Then Lechur, this is a Hilchis Maisa, B'chol HaTer Kula Dikavort, has nothing to do with Malachis Machsheves, or Chiyiv Chatos, or Yediyas Haveris. Mela has absolutely nothing to do with the Mishnah and Mishnah Beis. The Tzushtel of Loi Nechliku is a little bit Shver. So the Mishnah sounds like a Mishua. The Svara sounds like the Achrenim. There's a famous discussion about the famous Kasha that Achrenim want to know, that we'll just ask it the way they ask it, is let's say somebody has Chometz he doesn't know about. So the question is, if he's not Mevatel the Chometz, it's Shtete Zeve Bayiro Bayimotze. And the question that Achrenim want to know is why? L'chayr, if he doesn't know about the Chometz, let's say he has Chometz and he do, why does he have to check for it? If he doesn't know about it, what you don't know won't kill you. If you don't know about it, you're a Misasik. You had the chometz b'les yoidin. Okay, that's misasik. So Kivega says that misasik, the not knowing the nature of the having or not having, is only p'tur korban, but at lav he's over. So that's Kivega l'shitosa. That's what he says it. The Makor Chaim, the Sefer on Hilchas Pesach, from the author of the Nesiv Samishpot, and this is what's Mavur in Rishonim says no. He says misasik is a hafko that's not his maisa. Bayiro bayimotze, the aveira is not the maisa. There's no maisa. It's b'shev al taisa. The aveira is for having, not for doing. So melo, even if we say that's not called a doing, but it's called a having, so you can be over the aveira. It's not an oinis. Not his fault. It's just that it's not a maisa. But an aveira that you're over without a maisa, you'd be over. Those are the two mahalchim. Again, the Rishonim sound like the Nesivos, like the Makor Chaim. The Pashtus of the Mishnah sounds like Rebbe Kiveg. In any case, the Machlech of Lezer and Rebbe Shua here is in the nitty-gritty of Misasik. We'll just bring down one important piece of information. This is the Machlech of Shushayim in Shua Staf Yutes. Is the case of Misasik by Kiven, Loshon Gemara is Kiven, Litlosh Es HaTolosh. He meant to pick up a blade of grass, and he thought that it was Tolosh. There's no issue in a blade of grass that's Tolosh. And by accident, he picked a blade of grass that was still attached to the ground. So he meant to do that ma'aseh, but he didn't mean to do it in a way where it's a malacha. So over there, it's called a misasik. Or is it enough that he meant to do with one chayfetz and he did with another chayfetz? Could it be even in this chayfetz, but he didn't understand the nature of what this chayfetz was, this blade of grass? Or it has to be he was miskaven for this blade of grass and he picked up a different one and the other one was something else, was talish. That's Rashi says over there. One more point over here that's worth pointing out is that when we talk about cases, Nechukur, Blezer, Bishua, so we spoke about the case now of picking a fruit, doing a Maisim Malach on Shabbos. The other case of Chatos is Shtei Noshim or Shtei Chatichas Basa. So we had before Blezer, Bishua argue if one piece was Noisa, one piece was Chelev, one Yeshua was Achois Yishtoi, one woman was Nida. That's Machlokes of Lazim Yeshua. And the Rav brings as well, Lagavi, this Machlokes of Rav Lazar of Yeshua in Misasik also these cases. Kiveg is Matmir, Tmir Rabasi. The Gemara is Bavur over here in Krisos, and more famously in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, that the Ptur Misasik, which is a Ptur, like we said, in Gidrei Maisa, that's Mechayev, Achatos, is only a Ptur by averus that are not physical mice and physical hanois. Masha'en came, the Gemara says, chalovim va'arayis, there's no p'tur misasik, shekenene. The etzim averu is the physical hano, not so much the shame mice. So because the averu is the hano is there, whether a person's a misasik or not. So Meli is chayev. There's a lot to say on this topic in the lomdus and the imik of how that works, but we'll suffice with the klal. So Kiva Eger points out, so why is the Rav bringing Bekesha to Machloik Simisasek, a case of Bioi Sasuris, a case of Macholos Sasuris? There is no Ptur Misasek. So in any case, that's the memra of Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Tomei Ani Mifta Bar Rabbi Yeshua. It's hard to read the Mishnah because Rabbi Yehuda just said, yeah, Rabbi Yeshua Paiter. So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda had a Shmua. He said, oh, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. It's killer, you have to stick in the word Shomati. I heard a Shmua, my rabbi say, I feel in this Gavim, etc. And now Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Midas Atzmoy, Tomeo Ani, I don't understand it. Im Yiftaber Rabbi Yeshua holds a potter in that case, that's called a Misasik. So now the Gemara is being matmiya on the Tamua of Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kain. If you're going to say that there is no Ptur B'chiya Gavna, Loma Nema Ashechoto Bo. The Tana of the Mishnah understood that Ashechoto Bo in the Pasuk means Bo, that he had in mind to do the Maisa that he actually did. Not that he had in mind to do it with a different Seder. So Ashechoto Bo is Mafkia from this case where he switched around the order of the Anovim and the Te'en that he was going to do, and he did it in the wrong order, and the Torah L'chor is saying Yipater. So the Tana of the Mishnah answers, it's not only that case, Prat L'Misasek, the whole Ptur of Misasek is learnt out from here. Now this is very interesting. That means what the Mishnah is coming out is that the Bo over here is Patus from every case of Misasek. And the shadow between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Yehuda is bringing down is that there's a machlokes which case is a misasik. But there certainly is a Ptur misasik, and the whole Ptur misasik is learned out from Ashechoto Bo. Now, the way we mentioned before, if the Ptur of misasik is a Ptur and Korban, it makes sense that maybe this is the source. But if misasik is not a Ptur and Korban, it's a hafko on the Shem Avera, the way we explained according to the Makor Chaim, Mavur and the Rambam, then L'chayr, it's hard to believe that it's learnt out from here. It's not exist a kosu in Chatos. It's a halacha b'chol ha'tayr kula. That's Taka Shtichot Tzorchin. Like we said, the Poshut reading of the Mishnah is like Reb Kivega, that's a Ptur Karbon. But in many places, it seems to be Mavur that Nisasik is a Ptur b'chol ha'tayr kula.